your brother Teddy with the press. Does that sound sensible to you?
I would be very glad to, Dick, with anyone who want to talk to. I don't know whether I could do any...
Well, he was talking about, you know, the same thing about the Secretary of State. He said he understands it couldn't be done tomorrow, but maybe if there is a review and analysis, I said, well, what about this committee? And this, maybe the committee would recommend it. They're always... like a ball game, you always change pitchers or do something when you're not doing it the way it's coming off. And I said maybe the president, like everyone else, is anxious to work this thing out. No one wants to work it out more than he does, and surely he's susceptible to any suggestion that's reasonable and that's fair and that's just. But I think the thing for you men to do is to sit down and discuss it at great length with the president yourself. And instead of going ahead off on a tangent with this California thing and then really getting into it, and then there wouldn't be any drawn back, I said, the best thing to do is to try to sit down and see if you can't come to some, you can't, the president has his problems, you have yours, but surely a discussion of the thing might be helpful.
I'll tell you one thing, Dick, that would be good. They are very friendly with Clifford.
Yeah.
Clifford is new and has no obligations to anyone. He gave up $1 million practice just to come in and help out. He turned down 3 cabinet posts before he took this one, and he has done legal work for Teddy and tried to help him in connection with his some of the things up at Harvard, and he's also been friendly with the other one, and he was very close to President Kennedy. He handled the transition from Eisenhower over to Kennedy. I think it would take less spotlight, attract less attention, make it less embarrassing to them and to me too, and I think both of us would completely trust him. He is the chairman of a group that is now looking into this whole thing, and who's going out to take a new look just as soon as we can get the emergency needs met. We're going to try to decide on that over the weekend, how many men we can give Westmoreland now to try to hold what they say is going to be a victory between now and July. They say they've changed their strategy from a guerrilla force to an all-out mass push on the cities. He's got to resist it. If he resists it successfully, why, then they've had it. If he doesn't, then we've had it. So we have got to decide what we do, and we're going to make a tentative decision, then consult with the Congress, and then perhaps get Clifford to go out or have him send the best person out. These people have they don't like Rusk. They didn't like him in the other administration, and they wanted me to get rid of him. They proposed that I appoint Bill Moyers in his place, Bobby did. And I don't think it does any good talking to him. I couldn't appoint a committee to review him without going into it with him. And I'm very fearful. We tried to reach Sorensen tonight. He had gone to the University of Rochester to speak and will be in at midnight. We left a call in for him. Our man contacts him here. But I'm very fearful that Hanoi will interpret anything I do publicly as a need to give to my domestic critics. They're playing it very hard all day today that the Rusk appearance yesterday and the New Hampshire appearance shows that they are very much in the eclipse in this country.
Yeah.
And we are very much going down. And I don't want to do anything that undermines my men and gives them any reason to believe that I'm not in charge or that I'm going to appoint a committee to investigate my secretary or to make a judgment that the Commander-in-Chief ought to make. Now, I would be very glad to select a group of independent folks. I'd want to sit down with Clifford and with Rusk and with my better people like CIA and figure out who we could get that would be of value. Every time you appoint one of these committees, you get more than you can do anything about. For instance, Jack Kennedy spent $9 billion on the cities in his last federal budget in 64. This year I've got 22 in there. Yet Bobby says I'm not doing enough. Yet the Congress is going to cut about 5 out of what I've got. And I'm fighting to hold it. The Kerner Commission made a very exhaustive study and spent a couple of $1 million, but they recommended that I spend $80 million, and I've got no place to get the 80. I can't borrow it, I can't tax it, I can't get a tax bill of any kind, and they didn't discuss that. That's a detail they didn't get into. And Bobby just gave me hell today for not carrying out the Kerner Commission study. Well, I didn't realize when I appointed Kerner that this son of a bitch from New York, Lindsay, would take charge. Yeah. He did take charge, and he recommended I hire 2.5 million people on federal payroll. And I've not wanted to reflect on Kerner and criticize the commission. At the same time, I couldn't embrace it because I've got a budget. When I came in, Kennedy had a budget of $97 billion. My budget tonight's 187. Now, that's what's happened in 4 years. And I got to have some fiscal solvency, and I can't have it unless I have a tax bill. But Bobby said today that I'm not doing enough for the cities. Well, I want to do everything a human can if they'll get me any money. But now the trouble with the commission, you appoint one, and by gosh, they're liable to recommend to you something that you have to turn over and knock down. It'll hurt you worse unless you're careful. Now, I think I could get a fellow like Bundy that they wanted yesterday, and maybe a fellow even like Sorensen who's strong for Bobby. I have terrible fears that if I appointed candidates, the Republicans wouldn't serve, B, the candidates, McCarthy and the rest of them, I think, would think I was trying to trap them political, and I'm afraid the country would think it was political. But it's something I want to consider, and I want to talk to them about. But it seems to me, knowing Bobby, he came down to see me once before, and before he comes, his press men tell all the press. They get here before he does. There are at least 100 out waiting at the door. Oh, yeah. He comes in. When he goes out, he's got to make his case. Yeah. It's usually a reflection on me. Then they all come in to me. I have to make my case, and it gets back at him. He can very quietly get in his car and ride over to the Pentagon and see Clifford, who was one of his brother's greatest advisors, been a good advisor to him, and say, now you're here, and you're new, and you're friendly to Fulbright, and you're my brother's friend. Now, you're reviewing this thing. I understand the president appointed you as chairman of the committee. He didn't appoint Rusk, he appointed Clifford. And he put the CIA man on the committee, and he put Rusk on the committee, and he put Rostow on the committee, but he made Clifford chairman of it. Now, you're reviewing this. I want to give you my views. And then I think Clifford would take them and would consider them, and he could talk to the committee about it, and we could consider setting up a group, and the group would be glad to hear him, or I would be glad to hear him quietly. Now, the California demand is not as much from California as it is from him, Dick. He is calling everybody. He called Nebraska today. They all called.
He's getting panicky after the thing in New Hampshire.
Well, he did it before, Dick. Here's what he did. He told Phil Hart last Thursday. Last Thursday, a friend of mine heard him tell Phil Hart, now we didn't get it secondhand, that he was going to announce as soon as New Hampshire was over with, that he had to announce, and he was going to do it. Shriver, who was wanting to go to Paris, called up and asked that his appointment be announced not later than Tuesday. This was about Sunday, because he had a bet with his wife, and that he knew Bobby was going to announce. Now, we had those two direct pieces of evidence. In addition, he went out to California, presumably to see this Mexican who was fasting, this striker, this Cesar Chavez.
Oh, yeah.
And he went out to see UNRWA, And UNRWA was in here to see me about 3 weeks ago, and he wouldn't go on our slate because he wanted to hold Bobby's slate. And he went out to see him this last week. Now, he thinks that he can win California, and he thinks that McCarthy, I guess, can win Wisconsin. Now, I don't think there's any question but what they can win these 400 convention votes, because I don't see how I can get out and campaign for them. I don't see how I can do that, and I think that we have to take the 2,600 votes and try to be as inactive as we can, let them have the 400, get 1,300 wrapped up, and then go on and try not to offend them, and get in it, not try not to destroy the party. But I believe that the best man I know of outside of you out there in this town who is amenable to listening to him and reasoning with Bobby, if he is subject to any reason, I believe he wants something out of it, or he's going to do it anyway, and I don't know what we can give him. I can't throw Humphrey overboard. I'm not going to throw Rusk overboard, because I don't believe it's in the national interest. I am willing to be prudent and reasonable. I have never agreed to send any 200,000 to Vietnam. I'm not going to turn Westmoreland down. I'm either going to fire him, get him out of there, or support him. And as of tonight, I'm going to support him. I'm not going to panic with him. If I find he's done something wrong, or he's misjudged things, or he's the communist have outsmarted him, or I may have to be like Lincoln. I may have to change him, but I see no evidence of it at all. I think that after this big push on the cities, that we lost a lot of sentiment in this country because of the papers and the television, and it's just almost a panic thing. And in New Hampshire, I think they used a lot of their money. These kids were practically every one $2 an hour kids from the colleges. I talked to the governor, and I talked to the senator, and I talked to the mayor, and I talked to Barney Budin, and he said everything up there is bought and paid for and brought in, and they never saw as much money come in from Boston. So I think it's all a part of one strategy, these two. They met today. McCarthy had a long meeting with Kennedy today. And But if it's just a question of my being reasonable, you can count on my doing that. If it's a question of my cutting and running, then I'm not going to do that. But I believe that his coming to the White House would bring a retinue with him that would inflame things instead of help him. Although I would be very happy to see him or anybody else. Now, Teddy came back from Vietnam about a month ago. I called him on my own initiative. I asked him to come down. He did. I listened to all he said and considered it and sent it to every member of the Joint Chiefs and to both secretaries, and tried to carry out his views to the extent we could consistently. I sent the city's message up about 2 weeks ago, and I called Bobby myself, notwithstanding all these calls he's making around against me. I called him and told him I wanted to talk to him about the city's message, that I had $1 billion in there for model cities, up from $300 million last year, that I had all these jobs in there, and I had the rent supplements in there, and could I have a discussion with him? And he said, yes, he'd be glad to have me send my man up to see him. I sent him up there, and the man got primarily a lecture. And the fellow's very friendly with him. He was McNamara's assistant, a boy named Califano, Italian from Brooklyn. But he said Bobby lectured him most of the time. But now this was 2 weeks ago. Now, he's called out to California and to Oregon and to Nebraska in the last 24 hours about getting his name on the ticket. And he's got Galbraith up in Harvard suggesting that he run. And that's about the way it is. Now, summarizing, I think an independent committee ought to be explored with Clifford and with Rusk, and maybe pick about five good men that are not wedded to any viewpoint, and see if they can find a better solution or any new ideas. That's number one. Number two, I think it would be a good thing if you could ever